It's ready.
Great. Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to our special meeting held on Friday, March 29th, 7 p.m. at Green River City Hall, Green River City Council. All councilmen are present, and the mayor is not here this evening. Agenda item number one, discuss approve deny preliminary approval for extending the city's water system to the border of parcel 1-151-55. Did anybody attend the planning zoning for this?
The Quintanas did.
I tried to get here, but I was late.
But I did.
You did? And I guess planning zoning was here, right?
Yep. And they gave recommendation to go ahead with it.
Okay, with what's submitted here?
Yep.
Did Quintanas have any concerns, questions, or anything?
No, they were good.
About what?
Yeah.
Does everyone here kind of have an idea what's going on?
Not necessarily.
So I guess initially they was looking at making them install a fire hydrant within 500 feet of their house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be 1,300 feet with a hydrant. And under the state fire marshal, under his direction, he said just to the property line. Is that correct?
Tammy figured it out, and then she ran it by the state fire marshal, and he liked it. So.
Okay.
So instead of putting the fire hydrant, so I guess I'll explain for you, Guy, if you're okay.
This is behind the book cliff, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Piece of ground there.
Yeah, so here's the book cliff.
Correct.
Here's our existing water main.
Okay.
They're going to run an 8-inch main to their property line here and put a fire hydrant there. It took a while to get to your table because originally we were worried we'd have to put a fire hydrant somewhere within 500 feet of their hopeful home location here, but Tammy found an exception in the fire code that allowed them to go to the property line instead of having to put an 8-inch line all the way through their property like that.
And I did talk to her a little bit. She said that for like single residents, it's acceptable, but if they were like doing a subdivision, it would not be acceptable.
That makes sense.
Do they know that we need to, Brian, have eyes on this before they bury anything? Do they understand that?
I believe they do. They know that it has to be done to city specifications.
Yeah, so Brian needs to see it. Make sure the truss block's in the right spot.
And our engineer will have to look over it. And, yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure they know, though.
Yeah, I'll depth and truss blocks, stuff like that.
Yeah, I will definitely make sure that's
and I guess good. There's a 2-inch meter going on? 8-inch?
Mm-hmm. Right then, yeah, they'll do a 2-inch line through their property to their house.
So they're only putting one home back there?
Right now. This property, I think it might show you on your map, but it's kind of split right down the middle, like this.
Yeah.
And so eventually, there's a chance that Heidi and Carlos would put in a home on that other parcel. But for right now, it's just Chelsea and Carlos, other Carlos.
Junior,
yeah. Putting in a home on this east side. But at that point, there'd be another meter and another line to Heidi. So our city ordinances don't allow for you to hook onto a lateral with a meter and on the other house. It had to touch a main. Not that you can change that or whatever you want to do, but that's how it works right now.
Any other questions?
So I guess if they do decide to build another house, we have to revisit whether another house would
still be able to hook on to that this hydrant here
and
could put another meter,
a few laterals.
Yeah.
So that would leave room for improvement on it.
Yeah.
But before that can be done, they have to go to planning and zoning, right? So it would be addressed at that time.
To put a lateral on?
Well, if they were to build a second home to meet the fire code, we would have to probably reassess it, right?
We'd probably involve Tammy to relook at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that's our going to be our new process going forward, is anytime there's a new connection, we'll involve Tammy. As far as the city's concerned, if Tammy's good, Brian could just sign off on another lateral and call it good.
Okay. I would entertain the motion.
And this is them paying for it?
Them paying for it,
okay.
Correct.
All right.
And then following our reimbursement policy that we've discussed in the past.
So 10 years, anybody else hooks onto this?
Hooks onto this 8-inch main.
Yep.
Yep.
Which would be probably highly unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be spending the money on that check waiting for it to arrive.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the preliminary approval of extending the city's water system to the border of parcel 15155.
I have a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No roll call on this, right?
No.
Okay. Agenda item number 2, discuss, approve, deny, final approval, and authorizing construction and extension to the city's water system to the border parcel 1-151-55.
So this one, our city code just requires preliminary and then final based on engineered plans. Their contractor backed out on them yesterday on making engineered plans for them and on doing the project. Now that's on the water project, now that it's 8-inch and requires a fire hydrant and all those things. I don't know who it was or anything, but so we don't have the engineered plans. But I visited with the mayor just through email, and we believe if you make the motion as I had typed up, where you give it final approval. Approval for construction, contingent upon
the engineered plans.
The engineer signing off, our engineer signing off on the plans, and Brian signing off on the plans. And then meeting the other two qualifications, which they will in the application when they submit their plans. But
if you want to make a motion.
Well, I will make a motion to give final approval for and authorize the construction of the extension of the city's water system, the border parcel 1-151-55. After the engineered plans have been signed off by the city's water superintendent and the city's engineer, and after the applicant has agreed in writing to both obtain the needed easements and to accept the city's process for reimbursement.
Have a motion. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Somebody second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Can I do the motion?
And then all aye?
Yeah.
Guys?
All in favor, I guess.
Yeah, we want to include you this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do this by the book.
Yeah. 7:10.
So I think it's too wet for tomorrow.
That's a pretty good record, guys. I think we can beat it though.
Let's make that happen.
10 minutes. I just want to know why are we here on Friday night, not on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was so they could get building rolling, but then the contractor backed out on them. But they were worried that their builder was going to move on to another project if they didn't keep the ball rolling. So.
And he still backed out, huh? And
you think I don't know if it's the same one, like who's going to build the home versus who's going to put the pipe in.
We'll just revisit.
Okay.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter. Thank you all.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, I will
get
out of here.
Yeah, go home. Sorry.
I need a copy of what that